My head's still waterlogged. I just got out of the shower. Anywho, yeah, okay, you guys are still talking the RF side, and I know more about the cellular stuff, but, yeah, it's these struggles. I mean, when I got back into things like GMRS and stuff, you get that berm out there by Sashabaugh in 94, and you just lose everybody. I mean, I lose Mike from the Troy Tower. We lose that guy that travels from Lansing and does fire systems repair work, kind of like what Tom does, Cujo. And he would commute in, and when he goes home at night, I'd talk to him all the time. And he sees, well, I'm 1 mile from Sashabaugh Road. Crackle, crackle, snap, snap, bacon fry. And it's like, yep, okay, goodbye. We'll sign off. Talk to you tomorrow. And he's a mile away from Sashabaugh. And then when he hits that thing, he's gone. He's off the air. He can't even try to hit back into Troy or anything, really. And that's what's puzzling about repeaters like that are up as big as or as high as they are on buildings, let alone freestanding towers. You can really get them up there and still not get to where you want to be. Troy being one of them, and the PMC building. Never really heard or talked on it. I need to do that to see what the difference is and learn about that kind of stuff. Okay, who's up next? Dakota? Sean? I don't know. I lost track.